Puffin presents Peter Rabbit, read by Amelia Fox. Chapter 1. Rabbit's Rule. It's a beautiful day in the most perfect corner of the English countryside. The sun is shining over the rolling hills, emerald green fields and rivers of the Lake District. The sweet birdsong of a flock of sparrows can be heard as they fly in formation over this special part of England. All is peaceful, until a furry ball of fluff tears through the field. That furry ball of fluff is our hero, Peter Rabbit. He is a young rabbit in a blue coat and no trousers. A rabbit who is clearly on a mission as he races through the green countryside of his home. He's determined and clever as he outfoxes Mr. Todd, a fox who is hungry for rabbit, bounds up a tree past Squirrel Nutkin and scampers towards a stream, thinking nothing of stepping on Jemima Puddle Duck to reach the other side. A frog sits calmly on a lily pad, fishing in the stream.
"Garden, eh?" says Jeremy Fisher to Peter. "He's gonna get you one of these days."
"Nothing scares me," laughs Peter, before jumping in fright as a fish leaps clear of the water. Well, nothing on dry land scares our hero. Peter bounds onto a stone wall, only to find his mission briefly halted by Mrs. Tiggywinkle, a hedgehog in a white apron. But you will soon learn that our hero is never stopped for long. Peter races through the lush green fields and speeds up to a tree where he finds his cousin, Benjamin. This is a special tree because it has the best view of Peter's target. Peter looks down and sees an old man hunched over a lawnmower. The old man has skin that has been wrinkled by the sun and wears a giant frown. His name is Old Mr. McGregor, and his vegetable garden is the target of Peter's mission.
"I don't think you're going to have enough time," says Benjamin, a worried look on his face. "I really think you should call this one off. Wait till next time."
"You worry too much," says Peter.
"One of us has to," says Benjamin.
But Peter has already run off. Benjamin jumps after him, but ends up falling out of the tree. Benjamin is a wise and supportive bunny, with ears that look like they have been put on backwards. Benjamin is not the only member of Peter's family out today. Just near old Mr. McGregor's garden, there are three bunnies trying to reach one very pathetic-looking blackberry at the top of a tall bush. Each bunny is standing on another bunny. This means it will probably end with someone falling over.